Well, let's go, Poppy. So we're just walking along the road. This is the main little road which comes through my village. It can be quite busy. And we're past the local shop with some lovely little flowers outside. And we're just about to turn down the hill. And then we can walk through Church Lane and we can then start our walk properly. One of the things I've noticed is that you've got to be very careful these days with the electric cars.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you guys?
Yeah, not well, we're all right, we're just on the hill.
Okay. What, you want sympathy? No. Yes, the electric cars are the things, because they drive as fast as other cars, but you can't hear them. And I'm wondering how many people are going to catch sight of me talking to myself. Excuse me, talking to myself. And of course, all their suspicions are going to be confirmed. But that takes us into another journey of my life in this little village and what happened many, many years ago when I started to speak out. So we're now going down the lane. We're going past the local church and the churchyard. It's looking pretty neat at the moment. I think the men have been in cutting it out, cutting down the greenery. Now this little lane can get quite, well, used to get quite dark. They seem to have upgraded the lights. But you used to come down here and think, wow, here, Poppy, let's let you off. Oh.
That's unusual.
I know. How are you?
Yeah, been talking some late.
Okay. So, there we are. We've already met one of the long-standing dog walkers, and we're through now into the park, which is actually a really nice place. It's quite a big area. It's basically flat, and it then drops off down towards the river. And you've got two play areas. You've got a big one for the older children where they can play football, and they've got all the climbing stuff. And there's a separate one which is sort of screened off for the younger children, the little ones. And then the ground drops away quite sharply to the river. And the other side of the valley is quite flat. If you get a lot of rain, the river can rise quite a lot, and I've seen the field on the far side completely flooded. That also flooded a couple of the local houses at the time, which was pretty amazing, really. Now, this is an odd thing I'm just passing on my left, because it's a tree that was planted in memory of a baby that died. And the date on it is the date is in memory of the beautiful baby that died, and it's from 22nd of November 2016 to the 24th. So unfortunately that little child only lived a couple of days. But a tree was planted But it's very strange because it's sort of become a shrine and it's covered with all strange things still left over from Christmas tree decorations and flashing lights, and nobody's got the courage to say actually most people don't like it. And yes, there's a subject for another day perhaps. So we've now got to the end of the park and we're just coming up a little bit of a slope, and I've got the choice here because I can go straight on for a walk through the woods, or I can turn left and go down to the river. The dog's going to look at me in a minute because she likes going straight on, so perhaps we'll do that. And this is an interesting track because it used to be the track along which the what do we describe him as, the lord of the village would come in his wagon to church. So it's a path where he could come from the local estate along this back lane away from the main road. He could do this very scenic ride to church and back without having to get too close to the hoi polloi. And we can already hear some of the birds singing, which is nice. I've noticed this over the last few days. It's like the winter's maybe receding a bit. Maybe we're heading a bit towards the spring. The lighter evenings are coming on. And it just gives you a nice feeling. So I had the choice today. Did I talk about serious things, or did I just talk about the nice things? And although I've already been up for an hour or so having a look at what's been going on, of course most of it is very gloomy, so I thought we'd just stick with trying out the recorder on this track and see how we got on. Poppy's trotting along, she's very happy. She's on squirrel patrol because I have to say, as a dog with quite a lot of terrier in her, she's quite keen on squirrels. But her creepy thing is that she'll stop and look up into the trees, and I've never seen a dog do this before. And she'll sit and look up and see whether there's any of the little furry long-tailed creatures, and if she sees them she will be off because she always rates her chances. But I have to say, she's getting older and the little squirrels seem to be pretty fast, so I'm pleased to report there's been no sad incidents for quite a while. Now, I know there's quite a lot of UK column viewers and listeners who are dog owners, because whenever we put up something to do with dogs, we can see there's always a lot of positive comments. And so I really hoped that by doing this, us dog walkers might have a bit of bonding. And I'm coming up into the woods now. This is a track. It's just a muddy track, a lot of leaves on the ground. A lot of quite old trees here. So most of them in this area are all covered with ivy. And for a lot of them, it's been the end of them. But this is really part of the fact that nobody tends the woods properly anymore. But it is a lovely area. And if I stand still in a minute, we can still hear the birds and a little bit of the hum and the traffic on the road, which is about half a mile away. So there you are. We'll get on to the quieter side in a minute. The ground here is covered with a lot of dead leaves and little sticks and a lot of ground ivy. But the other thing that's here is wild garlic. And in whatever a little bit of time, you can walk through here and it will smell like garlic and will be in a sea of white flowers. It's very pretty, if a bit smelly. But yeah, something nice. So the track here is mainly now dead leaves. And everywhere, I'm pleased to say, is very clean. Even though these tracks get walked a lot, there's no litter that I'm seeing today. And most of us, the keen dog walkers, if we see it, we pick it up, because it improves the look of the place and it makes us feel better. So there we are, that would be the good deed. I'm not sure whether you can hear that, but a little bit of breeze there is blowing the rain off the trees. This is a bit misty, grey misty. The rain stopped, but it's still really damp. And I can see now a little bit of the valley through the trees. And maybe you can hear a little bit of the wind. We come into the windy side because we're heading over to the southwest. Excuse me. And yeah, the track winds around. This area used to be used for breeding pheasants, so there was some walled off areas, and obviously in days, I'd say principally between the wars, maybe a little bit just afterwards when the estate was run properly, this area was one of the sheltered bits of the woods where I think they raised pheasants. But now it's pretty much neglected and the woodland does as best it can, but it's still very pretty. No leaves on the trees, of course. And this bit you have to be careful because we're coming down quite a steep slope, and it's pretty slippery underfoot. And this little bit is a little trap waiting for the unwary, where you have to step down over some quite big muddy sort of artificial steps. And then we come down on a lower track, and this is really lovely because when the sun is shining, you just hear walking along quite a narrow track where on your right it drops down quite sharply to the river, but you're under the canopy of the trees. Today it's not looking that beautiful because it's misty and damp. And I wonder how we're doing. Oh, I wonder how the audience is reacting to me taking them on a walk. There's a cave on my left. It's a very interesting cave. So the hill that I've just come down over is mainly limestone. And in this area, there's within a few hundred yards of me, actually, there's an entrance to a big cave system where, when I came to the village many years ago, you were able to go in. The public was able to buy a little ticket and go in and see the cave system, where they did find pretty interesting things, including saber-tooth tiger teeth. My goodness, it's a bit early in the morning for that sort of thing. But of course, eventually the government got going with the fact that everybody doing anything positive locally, it had to be insured, and that pushed the costs up. And so eventually the local estate said, no, we can't keep this running, and it was all closed down. Same thing happened with our firework. Fireworks celebrations on the 5th of November, which used to be lovely. But eventually they were stopped because people got frightened about public liability and we had to have sufficient insurance. It's funny, isn't it? I said, we do this walk and we just concentrate on the nice things. But a few memories quickly bring me back to the reality of what's going on. I'll try and move on from there. So we've walked, I don't know, probably about 150 yards just down this gentle slope at the side of the valley. And what's appearing on our right is the old railway track, which used to come out of Plymouth and run along an estuary, part of the estuary, and then it would actually come up alongside the river here to a terminus in the village where I live. So it's quite interesting to see the old track, and in a minute we're going to come down the path by the side of the old railway bridge itself, brick built piers, and that would take the railway over the river for another few hundred yards where there would be a terminus in the village itself. And there are some very nice books with quite a lot of detail about that railway track. And yeah, for local people that was a big lifesaver, because although there was of course a bus in and out of Plymouth, the train was something special, and of course the train all helped bring goods to and from what was then a very rural area. So these are some rough stones that people have put for steps. And I'm now standing between the old pillars, which brick pillars, which come across the river at an angle. And that's how the railway line went over. And I'm just going to retrace my steps a little bit, because back up here was a stone. I don't know where it is, but it had a date on it. I think it's been buried under the mud. I can't quite read it. And of course I haven't got my glasses, so good morning, how are you?
Good morning, okay. Hey, you want a picky?
She might do, she might not. I'm actually recording some audio while I'm walking.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, you happy to still keep talking to
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you for a while.
No.
What have you been up to?
Oh, nothing much. Just been out walking.
Yeah. Oh, God, what a treat.
Yeah. Been out walking every day.
No, that's good. Yeah. Well, I do as well.
Like you say, you meet. And, sometimes you meet people, and other times you... One couple, I used to always see them out. Didn't see them for about 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, they've been... Then all of a sudden I seen them and I said, oh, this is it now. I said, more likely to see you now every day. And the following day, I met him again, didn't I?
Yeah, but it's good. It's always good to get out and talk to people.
You say, depends what time. You're only going to be a minute earlier, a minute later, aren't you? And you can miss people. But,
yeah. Well, I'm doing this little recording because I'm interested. Run a little media organization, right? We get a lot of people who are keen dog people and they walk their dogs, so I thought I'm just going to be out walking and a little bit of a narrative.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've done it, of course, because I met you and we're chatting. But
Of course I've got three cats. I inherited three cats from my brother, so of course I can't really have a dog because I don't think the cats have been there on their be themselves. They wouldn't have it, but I just come out and
Get
me biscuits, and all the dogs know me, and they all come running up to me, and oh, it's the man with the biscuits. We're gonna run up and get a biscuit. They know where they are.
They always remember.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. We'll see you again.
All right.
Okay. Take care. Well, there we are. That's one of the beautiful things about walking a dog, is that you meet people who are still human. And you can hear it now, So this is the river. It's not very big at the moment. It's probably only about, well, this part of the channel, what would I guess that? About 25 feet wide. And the river's probably a couple of feet deep, but there's a little bit of a drop there and lots of big rocks. It's very much a Devon River. And that's the water coming down over those rocks. And obviously heading further down the river where there's a lovely little bridge, which I'll take you to in another trip. And then on my left, we've got one of the old lime kilns where they burnt the limestone in order to get effectively fertilizer for use on the fields. This one's in a little bit of a bad condition because it's got a lot of ivy on it. And at some stage, many, many years ago, somebody put a huge metal band around it to hold it together. But I have to say, as the years go by, it's looking more and more dodgy. So perhaps we'll stay away from that. I can hear there in the distance, there's a... I thought it was a chainsaw, but I think it might be somebody doing some angle grinding. This is from the... There's a few houses in an interesting little area on the other side of the river. I won't tell you everything about this patch because that'll give me something to talk about another day. I'm wondering how my recording's working at the moment because this is the first time I've ever done this. And now we're coming up to a little footbridge. Two people can just walk side by side. And it passes over the river, whatever it is, 20 yards upstream of the old ford, where you could bring your wagon down and actually cross the river here and then go back up the hill and you'd have crossed this river. And I'm just standing on the bridge. It's quite nice. It was built a few years ago, a wooden bridge. And we get a lovely view of the water flooding over those stones and heading down ultimately towards the estuary and the sea. And on my left is another interesting area of river, which has a beachy bit, which all the local children love because they can come down and paddle if it's summer, or throw stones and skate stones. So that's really quite nice. And now we're just walking up the little bit of slope away from the ford and the bridge. And what you now start to see is another little railway bridge. And this was where they built a bridge so that the people who owned the houses that I've just mentioned, they could get under the rail line. But I know that this rail line was very, very scenic because of the views across the estuary and the river and coming up the valley. And how do I know this? Well, when my father was a young boy and he lived in Plymouth, sometimes he would come out on this train. They'd bring their bikes, so they'd enjoy the journey out. And then they'd use their bikes to cycle back into Plymouth. And my father would talk about this sometimes because, of course, he never expected to have a son living close to that railway line, old railway line. And particularly if he'd had a whiskey, he might be reminiscing about what it was actually like in those days. And that's a great conversation we could have. Hello.
Anyway.
Well, we're now walking along an unmade road. It's quite flat. little bit bumpy, and we've got the river on our left, so we're effectively heading upstream, but this will take us back into the village, and then we will come up quite a steep little bit of hill back to the main road, and I can get home. Remains of another lime kiln on my right. It's really only the burning chamber that's still there on that one. And also on the right, we've got remains of the old areas where they used to quarry stone. Good morning. Well, it's not, is it really? Good girl, Poppy. Well, there we are. There's some birds singing. It's getting better. Poppy. Oh my goodness.
Not in a good mood today, are we? Well,
I think she's having fun, to be honest.
Yeah. It's funny, do you? Okay.
Well, you know, I just get the sense that I'm going to chase you because I can. And
yeah.
I assure you that if your dog said I'm not having it, she'd run away or be whimpering.
Be gentle to
yeah.
do that.
Well, there we are. That's Poppy in action. She's basically a lovely dog and friendly, but she had a bit of trauma in her young days, and so she's a little bit wary of some dogs. And it's almost like she's got to get the telling in. She's got to get the telling off in first. So she can be a bit grumpy, but she's never done anything nasty. And then there are other dogs she meets, including some that she's absolutely in love with. That makes her a cougar, because she's nearly 13. No, she is 13. So there we are, Poppy on the prowl. So we're just coming back into the built-up part of the village now. This is still on the unmade road, where there's some very interesting old houses and cottages. It'll get a bit noisy in a minute because there'll be a few cars around, vans. Here, Poppy, let's put your lead on. Poppy, come here. Pops. So, you can hear there the river. Oh my goodness, what have we got on the left? We've got snowdrops. And this is a lovely sight because this means that for the walk where you go upstream, where there are lots and lots and lots of snowdrops, it's going to be white and very pretty. So I'll see about taking you there. And here we are, we're back to another little road, and we've got a footbridge over the main stone bridge for the road. And this will take me back up into the village. And I have to say, this particular road gets steeper and steeper. We'll be in a little lane in a minute, and that's pretty steep. Which, of course, is good, isn't it? Because at the end of the day, we've come out to exercise. And so your thighs get a pounding on the final stretch up the hill. We'll see how we get on. So you can hear the water on the road, car tyres making the noise. I often wonder what it would have been like to have lived in this village. Maybe not pre-car, but say maybe in the 20s or 30s, where of course it was only relatively few people that owned a car. And not many street lights. So at night time, of course, people could see the stars. And that's something that I think is part of the madness of our modern society, that we have to be bathed in increasingly brilliant street light to keep us safe. And having said that, I've just realised I've broken my own rule, because I'm back on the clown world, as many describe it. So here we are. We're just going up the lane. There's some very interesting stonework here, which was done by a local stonemason many years ago. I had the pleasure of meeting him when he was still alive. And he created this amazing stonework of bigger stones mixed with little tiny chips that he could put in just beautiful layers. And the face of the finished wall was so flat, it was like somebody had taken a knife, and it is like somebody's taken a knife and cut their way through. So there we are, breathing a bit more heavily now, but we're doing pretty well. And of course, when I get in, you'll get that glow of, yes, I've already had exercise, when the non-dog walkers haven't. So, final bit. Well, here we are. Quite a few cars still. Let's cross over and we can get home. Well, I'm going to say thank you very much for joining me. It's been fascinating, and it's been great to have some company. I'll see you again.